Imagine your body as a temple with seven sacred chambers, each holding different aspects of your human experience. This is the chakra system, a profound framework that bridges Eastern spirituality and Western psychology. Far from mystical abstraction, these energy centers represent developmental stages we all move through, psychological challenges we face, and the potential for integration and wholeness. The chakra system originated in India over 4,000 years ago, but speaks directly to modern psychological understanding. These seven spinning wheels of energy, from the base of your spine to the crown of your head, create a developmental ladder that mirrors how we grow from infants concerned with survival to adults capable of spiritual awareness. Each chakra governs specific aspects of your physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being, with imbalances in any center creating predictable patterns in your life experience. What makes this system so revolutionary is how it connects body and mind, matter and consciousness in a way Western psychology has only recently begun to understand. Your traumas, beliefs, and emotional patterns aren't just mental constructs. They live in your body as energy blockages, physical tensions, and habitual responses. By understanding this map, you gain access to profound healing that addresses both your psychological wounds and their physical manifestations. The first chakra at your spine's base represents your fundamental right to exist. It governs your relationship with your body, safety, and basic trust in life. When balanced, you feel grounded, secure, and vitally present. Many of us suffer from a profound disconnection from our bodies, a cultural epidemic separating us from our foundation. We often live in our heads, treating our bodies as mere vehicles for our brains. This separation creates a dissociative state where actions become compulsive rather than conscious, leaving us spiritually rootless. Fear is this chakra's demon. When early life involved danger or neglect, your system learned the ground wasn't safe. Your energy retreated upward, creating a paradox where hypervigilance feels safer than relaxation. The second chakra in your lower abdomen governs sensation, feeling, pleasure, and desire, your right to feel and want. When balanced, you experience emotions richly without overwhelm and enjoy healthy pleasure without compulsion. Our culture has a conflicted relationship with this chakra, simultaneously repressing and obsessing over sexuality, dismissing emotions while being unconsciously driven by them. Guilt is this chakra's demon, restricting the free flow of experience. Healing involves reclaiming your right to feel. The third chakra at your solar plexus governs personal power, will, and identity. Connected to fire, it transforms energy into action and represents your right to individual expression. When balanced, you enjoy healthy self-esteem, clear boundaries, and effective manifestation of intentions. Many mistake power for domination. True power comes from transformation, combining instinctual energy with conscious direction to author your life, not control others. This chakra develops between 18 months and 4 years when children discover their will through no. Shame undermines personal power. Healing requires reclaiming your will and rebuilding self-esteem internally. The fourth chakra at your heart center forms the fulcrum of your energy system, balancing earth and sky, self and other. Governing love and compassion, it represents your right to love and be loved. When balanced, you care deeply for yourself and others without losing your center. Developing between ages 4 to 7, the heart chakra forms as we build relationships beyond caregivers, learning whether we are inherently acceptable or must earn love. The heart balances giving and receiving, protection and vulnerability. True love honors both connection and individuality. Healing comes through compassionate attention to vulnerable aspects. The fifth chakra at your throat governs communication and self-expression, your right to speak and be heard. When balanced, you express truth clearly while listening deeply to others, creating authentic connection. We live amid constant noise yet profound silence, bombarded by media while our authentic voices remain muted. Many learned early that certain feelings were unacceptable to express. Lies form this chakra's demon, teaching you to deny your perceptions when told you shouldn't feel that way, or hearing, I love you, while being mistreated. This chakra bridges your inner and outer worlds. When blocked, energy becomes trapped in overthinking or physical symptoms. Healing requires reconnecting with your authentic voice. The sixth chakra at your third eye governs perception and intuition, your right to see clearly. Its Sanskrit name, Ajna, means both to perceive and to command, showing how perceptions shape reality. Illusion is this chakra's demon, arising when fixated on how things should be. Your perceptions filter through unconscious patterns. Dreams connect your conscious and unconscious mind. Healing involves developing clearer perception, not escaping reality, but seeing things as they truly are. The seventh chakra at your crown represents connection to universal consciousness and your right to know. When balanced, you experience meaning, purpose, and connection to something larger than yourself. Western civilization has separated spirit and matter, treating earth as a resource while relegating spirituality to an abstract realm. The crown chakra offers an alternative, consciousness flowing downward through all chakras, connecting heaven and earth through your being. Your identity evolves through chakra levels, from physical to emotional to ego to social to creative to archetypal identity. The crown brings you to universal identity, recognizing yourself as part of the entire web of existence. Attachment is this chakra's demon, trapping consciousness in limited perspectives. Healing involves practices expanding awareness beyond personal concerns while remaining grounded in embodied experience. The key is integration, not escaping through spiritual bypassing, but bringing expanded awareness into every aspect of life. The chakra system provides both a diagnosis of your blocks and a roadmap to wholeness. Each chakra houses an essential aspect of human experience in your internal temple. By balancing these centers from the ground up, you access the full spectrum of consciousness. Personal growth follows two currents. The liberating current rises from earth to spirit, while the manifesting current brings consciousness into form. True development balances both. Without liberation, you become an unconscious automaton. Without manifestation, you remain an aimless dreamer. Most of us develop characteristic energy patterns. Some live primarily in their heads, disconnected from body and emotions. Others stay trapped in lower chakra patterns without higher awareness. Some maintain strong ego centers but lack both embodiment and expanded consciousness. Recognizing your pattern initiates balance. The journey to wholeness spirals through chakras repeatedly at deeper levels. Each time you process trauma, you return to your original pattern and resume evolution from where it was interrupted. Your challenges are opportunities to reclaim aspects of yourself that were shut down. Your body is a sacred vessel integrating matter and spirit. Each chakra offers wisdom essential to your humanity. By honoring all dimensions, from primal instincts to highest aspirations, you build your rainbow bridge connecting earth and heaven as complementary aspects of one reality expressed through you.